Radio Prague News.
The police's internal affairs unit have raided the force's organized crime squad. Israel's president has thanked the Czech Republic for supporting his country. And the Czech Prime Minister will visit Jordan at the weekend. Members of GIBS, the Czech police's internal affairs unit, raided the headquarters of the force's organized crime squad on Tuesday evening. The news website Lidovky.cz has reported. The latter's spokesman refused to comment on the matter on Wednesday. Last week, the organized crime squad launched an operation that has so far resulted in charges against four people. Olomouc regional governor Jiří Rozbořil, businessman Ivan Kiseli, deputy chief of the Olomouc regional police Karel Kadlec, and the head of the local economic crime unit Radek Petrui. The case is believed to involve the influencing of trials and the leaking of information from police files. The Olomouc branch of GIBS is accused of ignoring a tip-off about possible collusion between Mr. Kiseli and Mr. Kadlec in the past. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has expressed thanks for the Czech Republic's support for his country. He made the comment after a meeting with his Czech counterpart Miloš Zeman at Prague Castle on Wednesday, on the first full day of an official visit to Prague. Mr. Zeman said that as long as he was in office, he would continue to support Israel. The two states have traditionally enjoyed warm relations. The Czech president also said on Wednesday he hoped Israel would back his plan for international anti-terrorism units under the UN Security Council. Mr. Rivlin also visited the Czech Senate and is due to meet the country's Prime Minister, Bohuslav Sobotka. And Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka will travel to Jordan at the weekend, the government's press office said on Wednesday. He's set to visit a refugee camp housing 80,000 people in the Middle East state that the Czech Republic has helped to equip and to finance. During his 2 days stay, he will also hold meetings with King Abdullah II and the Prime Minister Abdullah Ensor. Over 600,000 Syrian refugees are currently in Jordan. The Czech government is to make 27 billion crowns available over the next 6 years as part of a project aimed at encouraging environmentally friendly home heating. The Minister of the Environment, Richard Brabec, presented the new green savings scheme on Wednesday. The programme differs from an earlier version in that households will be able to apply for grants at any point between now and 2021, rather than in a period of just a few months. Mr. Brabec said that the ministry wanted people to draw with ease on grants that will save them thousands of crowns in the future. Individuals and companies will be able to donate no more than 3 million crowns a year to political parties under a government bill approved in the first reading by the Chamber of Deputies. The amendment also envisages the creation of an agency to monitor party financing. MP Martin Plíšek of the opposition Top 09 said it was an illusion to imagine that the new body could be more independent than the financing committee currently in place. The bill would now go before the Lower House's Constitutional and Legal Committee. A bill aimed at banning smoking at pubs and restaurants in the Czech Republic from the start of January now appears unlikely to be approved by that date, Idnes.cz reported on Wednesday. Government MPs voted against the bill being included on the agenda of a Lower House session this week, meaning it won't have time to make the statute books by the beginning of next year. Jiří Mihola, head of the parliamentary group of coalition party the Christian Democrats, told Idnes.cz he would push for clarification on the cabinet's position on the matter at its next meeting. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.